at Troy High School. Brandon Sadman joined by Trenton Craxner. Also, Colin Feldkamp is in studio as we get you set for the second game of our doubleheader tonight. The boys getting set with Troy and Riverside. Our games tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. Now, the Cyclones a chance to sweep. Riverside girls a winner in game one tonight, 52-46. Taylor Weiser, 19-13, a double-double to lead the way for the Cyclones. Well, let's dive right into this one. Troy tonight will be without arguably their best player and one of the best players in the Twin Valley League in Jarrett Norris. He is not suited out tonight. So the number six-ranked Troy Trojans here, number six in the first rankings of the year by the KBCA in 1A Division I. Trojans won't have Jarrett Norris, and this is going to be a scrappy Riverside team that they're facing tonight. And really, I think we talked about it a little bit with no Jarrett Norris tonight, really kind of makes this thing a little bit more balanced, and this should be a competitive ball game as well.
Yeah, because Jarrett Norris would have stopped Todrick Duncan. That would have been a matchup to watch at least. I don't know if he would have stopped him necessarily, but it definitely would have been a matchup to watch. Now, who's going to guard the Todrick Duncan? Because he's a force inside. I mean, him and then Percy, his brother, it's like football. We're going back to football, it's the Duncan brothers for that Riverside team. But, you know, Ryder Davis is a returning starter, but then you're looking at youth for them. We saw Beckham Griffin in the JV game, looked all right, but a lot of inexperience on that Riverside side.
Yeah, it's really the only thing with Riverside is outside of their top three players, you're going to see guys who have just not played a lot or any at all at the varsity level. But this Troy team, they are deep. They have a lot of guys who have still played multiple years of varsity hoops, and that's where Troy will have the advantage, still without their best player tonight in Jarrett Norris, the three-time All-State selection. Well, let's go to the starting lineups, and let's start with the Cyclones under Tyler Herbster, the fourth-year head coach. Riverside, 7 wins and 14 losses a year ago. Just 2-12 in the Big 7. They'll go like this. Ryder Davis in the backcourt, returning starter, a 5'8 junior. Deshaun Jones, a 6-foot junior. Junior varsity last year, first taste at the varsity level. And Deshaun Jones, a 6-foot junior. Beckham Griffin, as Trenton mentioned, played a little bit in the JV game, the 6-foot freshman, who was also the starting quarterback of the Cyclones during the football season. And then the Duncan brothers, Todrick, the 6-foot senior, Percy, the 6-foot junior, rounding out the Cyclones starting five. So again, for Tyler Herbster and the Cyclones, Davis, Jones, Griffin, Duncan, and Duncan. For the number six-ranked Troy Trojans, without Jarrett Norris tonight, they go like this in the backcourt. Seth Judd is a 5'8 junior guard. Austin Grable will join him back there. He is a 6-foot senior. Bowden Bennett's a 6'1 senior, averaged nearly 6 points per game a year ago. Preston Christensen, a 5'11 senior. And Reagan Hartman, a 6-foot senior, a returning starter, now a 4-year starter. Reagan Hartman averaged nearly 7 points and over 3 rebounds a year ago. So for Jonathan Rodvelt, his fourth year as the Troy head coach, Judd, Grable, Bennett, Christensen, and Hartman. All white uniforms for Troy, all black uniforms for Riverside. Our second game is ready to go. Riverside girls won the first contest. Cyclones looking for the sweep. Tip is up and controlled by Troy. They work from left to right here in the first quarter, and a quick offensive foul is called. Getting in there was Deshaun Jones, the 6-foot junior, taking the charge, and an early turnover by Troy.
Yeah, and Grable looking to get a quick two out of the winning the tip there, and nice job setting up for that charge.
Here's Percy Duncan across the floor. A lot of heavy pressure here. He hits the floor. Troy all over him, and a travel's going to be called. So both teams will start with a turnover. Trojans get it back. No score. 13 seconds in. Here's the 6-1 senior, Bowden Bennett, across the timeline from left to right. Very colorful shoes that he is rocking. He's got the ball back. They get it inside to Hartman underneath the bucket, kicks it back out. This is Grable. Dribble short corner, now kicks it out to Bennett on the right wing. Up top it goes to Judd. Reversing the basketball to Hartman on the dribble, one-handed pass here. A right corner three is no good, and a rebound for Ryder Davis. Ryder Davis, a returning starter. Not quite 4 points a game a year ago for the Cyclones. They get it to Jones in the left corner, top of the key with Davis, and they'll reset. Not quite a minute in, no score. Looking for the backdoor cut. It's Griffin. Layup good. Todrick Duncan with the assist, and Beckham Griffin, the first points for Riverside on the season, gives them a 2-0 lead early. is Grable, right corner. Up top it goes to Bennett. Bennett's directing traffic, swings it to Jund in the left corner. Wants to go baseline, pulls up a 19-footer. That is well off the mark. It's an air ball and a rebound for Beckham Griffin.
Gets it
off to Todrick Duncan.
Yeah, a little 3-2 zone from the Cyclones, and using that length, they have a lot of size out there.
Griffin in the right corner, up top to Ryder Davis. Slowing down the pace here early, 90 seconds in. The Cyclones lead 2-0. Cyclones 7-14 a year ago. Get a whistle and a foul inside. Percy into his brother Todrick. And our first foul of the game against Riverside, or correction, against Troy. It's against Hartman. And underneath, Cyclones will throw it in. And they dump it in. Layup is good for Todrick Duncan. He just muscled and backed down Judd, and it was too easy of a pass and too easy of a finish, and the Cyclones lead 4-0. Todrick Duncan, honorable mention All-State a year ago in 2A. 14 points and 10 rebounds a contest. He has a handful inside. Judd, top of the key, splitting two, had it knocked away, still up in the air. Judd gets it back, has it knocked away again, and finally a steal taken away by Jones. Second turnover by Troy, and the Cyclones out to a good start here, especially on the defensive end. They lead it 4-0. 5'8 junior Ryder Davis picks it up just in front of the midcourt stripe. And this is Todrick Duncan into the corner with Jones. Jones a dribble, gets it up top here to Davis. Man-to-man defense for Troy early. They trail 4-0, 2.5 minutes in. Sayshawn Jones has it left wing. It's Beckham Griffin on a cut using his body. Couple white jerseys go flying in the air. He lost the handle. Ball's on the floor. Judd finally picks it up, and Troy is on the run. Good transition defense here by the Cyclones. Good pass inside. Shot is blocked by Beckham Griffin on Christensen. And a rebound for Griffin. And the freshman's off to a good start. 4-0 Riverside, 3 minutes in. Sayshawn Jones with the ball fake. Todrick, nice bounce pass to Griffin inside. The layup no good. Percy trying to get the rebound, and he can't. And Grable collects here for Troy. Judd into the corner with Hartman. Sidesteps a deep three. It's no good. Out of bounds. And last touch by Troy. Riverside will get it back at a 4-0 lead. Not quite halfway into this first period.
And Riverside is playing their type of game. They're physical. They're big and they're physical. They'll push you around. Right now it's affecting Troy a little bit, and they've handled the pressure so far rather well, the four-court press.
Percy back to Todrick. They got to get it across the timeline on this pressure, and they do finally get it to Davis in the corner. Finds Griffin on a cut, gets to the block, and his layup is good. Beckham Griffin, the freshman, 4 points, couple of rebounds early, 6-0, the Riverside lead. Grable up top to Judd. Up top it goes now to Bowden Bennett. Left side to Hartman. They're looking for Grable inside. Shot is up, no good. Battle for the rebound is ripped away by Riverside, and that one is Todrick Duncan, his first rebound tonight. Here is Percy Duncan, nice ball fake, gets it inside. Beckham has it blocked from behind by Preston Christensen. And it will be Riverside ball for sub of the game. Jack Hartman, the sophomore, in for Troy. And we will also see Tyzel Harrington, a freshman, coming in for Riverside. Saw him also in the junior varsity game as well. Talking with Tyler Herbster, the Cyclones' fourth-year head coach. Ultimately, Harrington is working to eventually be that starting point guard, but early on, as a freshman, he'll come off the bench. As Riverside missing a shot inside by Todrick Duncan, and his last touch by Duncan. And the Trojans get it back, but still looking for their first points. They're down 6-0, more than halfway into this first quarter. Cyclones continue that zone defense, and now a near turnover, but a whistle and a foul against the Cyclones. That'll be their first. They get Percy Duncan with this one. So Percy last year averaged nearly 10 points and 7 rebounds a game. His brother Todrick, again, All-State, or at least honorable mention All-State, first team All-League in the Big 7, 14-10 was his averages a year ago. Hartman reversing it left side to Grable. Grable spins it to Judd in the right corner. Now Hartman has it on the wing, gets to the free throw line, turns there. Good defense here by Riverside. Very active in this zone defense. Here is Jack Hartman. Gets it inside. Had it knocked away and out of bounds. It stays here with Troy. 3:28 left in the period, and it's still 6-0 Cyclones.
Yeah, we're going to get three different subs here for Troy, and Riverside will make one at the same time. But as you said, very active zone right now. They're using their length, their athleticism. They're big and physical, but they're very athletic at the same time. The Duncan brothers are very athletic, even though they're pretty big dudes. I can bump. They're very athletic.
Etherton, Morris, and Blevins have checked in for Troy. So they have gone deep into their bench here early. Still looking for that first point of the season. Here's a three by Blevins, and it's good right off the bench. Logan Blevins from downtown. And the net gets caught up. It was such a good swish. It's always a good feeling as a shooter when you hit one so good. The net gets tangled up underneath the rim, so they stop play there. Again, Troy with the full court pressure as Todrick Duncan gets it up the floor to Davis. They still got to get it across the timeline. They do. It's Zane Briggs who was in the game here. Now a turnover by Riverside. Their third of the quarter. Blevins again. A heat check. Not there this time. Offensive rebound by Etherton will keep it alive. Now Hartman splits two, kicks it right. Blevins turns down a three, curls in the lane, gets it to Etherton in the left corner. And now they'll kind of reset here. Etherton curls, a little floater with the right hand, gets the kind touch. So two off the bench have scored the first five here for Troy. There's a pass deflected out of bounds by Morris. It's a 6-5 game. And Deshaun Jones will check back into the game for Griffin here for Riverside. And that's a turnover.
No, they got a deflection. This guy, the guy
right,
on the far
okay.
side didn't see it, and the guy from the backside in the backcourt said no, it was tipped. So even Riverside thought, seeing the initial call, but it is going to be Riverside's ball. And, you know, that Blevins three really ignited, so some bench energy early for Troy to get him back into the ballgame.
Cyclone scored the first 6 points. Troy has scored the last five. A 6-5 game, 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. This is Todrick Duncan working in the post. He is doubled. They kick it out. This is Harrington for three, and the freshman buries it from the right wing. Tyzel Harrington, the sixth man here for the Cyclones, and a four-point lead for Riverside, 9-5. Here's Hartman in the right corner, left to feet. Morris gets inside. Shot is up, and an offensive foul. That's the second charge taken here in the first quarter by Riverside. This time it was the senior Zane Briggs who took the brunt of that heat. Off the body of Brogan Morris. Now the Cyclones get it back, leading by four with 2:09 left in the first quarter. Troy has continued their pressure. Deflected out of bounds. The Trojans have not stopped pressing here in the full court, and the Cyclones at times have had some trouble with it.
And Troy's got to learn that Riverside is going to stay there. If you're going to go for a float, they're going to come right underneath and they're going to take a charge. We've seen it two times now, and, you know, that's smart. Get underneath, get there, and hold your position.
Here's Deshaun Jones in the right wing for Riverside. Picks up the dribble at the elbow. Left side it goes to Davis. Wants a ball screen from Briggs. Not much with it. Hands it back to Jones. Curls in the paint. Floater is up. No good, but a foul. Nice move there by Deshaun Jones, and he'll shoot two.
And that's going to be two now on Brogan Morris. He's going to pick up two quick ones, but four coming in for Troy, and Percy Duncan will be coming in after this first free throw for Riverside. But Jones did what Troy needs to do. He jump-stopped, got him in the air, and then got to the free throw line.
Jones played just junior varsity last year. First taste of the varsity level in the starting lineup, and his first free throw is up and no good. So here is Percy Duncan back in, and now the line change here as Trojans have utilized that bench early. Judd and Grable back in. Also is Bowden Bennett along with Christensen and Hartman. It's a different team without Jarrett Norris, no doubt about it. He is a difference maker and not playing tonight, and Jones 0-for-2 at the line, and I think we get a lane violation, so Jones will get an opportunity at this second free throw again.
So Troy did not fill all four spots, and Grable tried to come in late after they gave him the ball, so that's a lane violation. So Jones gets another shot here.
No chance to get one of them back. Deshaun Jones, the 6-foot junior at the line, trying to double up the lead early. He can't. And a whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt.
Yeah, they're going to get Briggs for pushing in the back, trying to get offensive positioning for an offensive rebound, but pushing in the lower back. So time to set up their defense, though, and that 3-2 zone has been very good so far.
9-5, Riverside with a minute 44 left here in this first quarter. Beckham Griffin has four. Tyzel Harrington with three to lead the charge for the Cyclones as they continue this zone pressure here. They go inside. And it's knocked in the air, and a steal. It's taken away from Jack Hartman. Third turnover by Troy. Here's the freshman Harrington. Left side to Jones. Jones looking for Percy Duncan inside, and a whistle and a foul on the floor. It'll be against Jack Hartman.
Him and Duncan were battling for position down there, and I talked about it. Riverside's going to be physical. They're going to lean on you. They're going to try and make you play their style of ball, bully ball, and so far it's affected Troy.
Harrington in the left corner, up top to Ryder Davis. They'll reset. Final minute 20 here in the first quarter. Cyclones leading 9-5. Jones on the right wing. Waist-high dribbles with the left hand. Picks it up after two. Now spinning away from Austin Grable, who's playing tight defense. Man-to-man right now for Troy. Jones gets it back up top to Davis. Between the rings out high. Now a minute to go. Harrington left side. He's guarded by Bennett. And this is Percy Duncan on the dribble. Spins at the free throw line. His shot is up. Might have been partially blocked. No good. Deflected a couple times into the corner. And Deshaun Jones has it. Now a timeout here for fourth-year head coach Tyler Herbster. And we'll keep it right here with 49 seconds left here in the quarter. 9-5 our score. Both teams really tightening things up defensively as both offenses have struggled here in the last couple of minutes.
And Riverside's not one of those teams that's overly talented. But they muddy the game up. They play a physical boy ball style. And their defense has been great. I mean, like I said, they're big and physical, but they're very athletic. They're not going to score a lot of points. They're not the most talented or athletically gifted team necessarily, but they're good enough to muddy up the game and force you to play bully ball, essentially. I mean, just play a physical game where people like to say muddy it up, and that's what they've done so far, and it's affected Troy. You don't have Jarrett Norris, but they have size. Troy's got a lot of guys that are around 6 foot, a lot of 6 foot guys, and the physical play of Riverside affected them so far.
Game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications, rainbowtel.net. You can find them online, providing that reliable internet services throughout Northeast Kansas. Again, our game brought to you by Rainbow Communications. We got 49 seconds left here in the first quarter. 9-5, Riverside by 4. Cyclones will have it. Davis to throw it in, far right corner. Gets it inside to Todrick Duncan. Or correction, that was Percy Duncan. His shot is no good, and a rebound for Troy. 40 seconds to go. Let's see how Troy wants to handle the final portions of this first quarter. Here's Judd looking for a pass inside. Instead, picks it up on the wing. Into the corner it goes. Here's a Bennett three that's no good. And a rebound ripped away by Harrington. Now 25 seconds to go. Harrington splits two. Has it knocked away from behind. And a steal for Troy. Bennett over the top. And it's Jack Hartman. His layup is good. 11 seconds to go, 9-7. Riverside lead is 2. Briggs had it knocked away. 6 seconds to go. Harrington in the right corner. 3 seconds up top to Ryder Davis. Now 1 second, gets one up in time. It's no good, and that's the end of the quarter. Muddying things up, no doubt about it. And a sluggish start offensively for both. Defenses have come to play. Boys game at the end of 1. Riverside 9, Troy 7. Back in a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
9-7 Riverside as we start the second quarter. Harrington, a quick pull-up shot out of the timeout, and a whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt. This one's going to be against Troy. And Christian Etherton picks up his first foul. And that's team foul number 6. So the rest of the half here, Riverside's going to be in the bonus. Here's Percy Duncan inside. Beckham Griffin in the corner. Nice ball fake. Puts it on the dribble. Curls in the lane. Shot is up. No good. Might have been partially blocked, and a rebound for Brogan Morris. Troy, chance to tie or take the lead here early in the second quarter. Blevins, right side, Hartman reversing it, Bennett, and it's picked off. Todrick Duncan with the steal there, fourth turnover by Troy. Now he works it all the way in. His shot is no good, another rebound for Morris. They wanted an offensive foul, and now a technical foul is going to be called against the Troy bench.
Let's see if there's a number officially coached, because they thought Duncan lowered his sword there. It was Etherington that went flying, and Duncan missed a layup, but they thought he lowered the shoulder, and see who it might be on, if it's a player or just a bench in general. But
it wasn't on the head coach, Rodvelt. Someone else on the Troy bench said something that the official here did not like, and he was quick to throw the tee up. So free throws coming here for Riverside. They lead it 9-7 early in the second quarter.
It looks like Todrick Duncan's going to shoot the technical free throws here for Riverside.
And both offenses have struggled. Defense has reigned supreme on both sides for these teams early. First free throw in and out, no good for Todrick Duncan. By the way, he had three games last year of 30-plus points or more. He had some big games last year. They're hoping to get some improvements as he goes 0-2. Again, you got the Duncans and Ryder Davis with all the experience, and again, just not a lot of depth. But been impressed so far with some of these younger players for Riverside. Again, Beckham Griffin has got out to a nice start. He had four early points. Here's Todrick to Percy. Layup good. Brother to brother, making it look easy, 11-7.
Yeah, and just nice dribble penetration. Percy was wide open as his man had to step up. Good pass.
Brogan Morris had it knocked away, and there's a steal by Percy Duncan. He'll take it all the way. Curls a layup. It's no good. And a rebound in transition for Bennett. Now he wants to push the tempo. He'll drive. His floater nearly banked in. No good. Able to get his own rebound, though. And now he lost it in another turnover by Troy. It's picked up by Harrington. Harrington all the way, and that one is blocked by Etherton. And it's out of bounds. Riverside will have it. So it wasn't a foul on Etherton. That was a clean block in transition.
Yeah, it was a nice job by Etherington to meet him at the summit. And Paul Bond, the gym is hyped right now. I mean, it is loud. That technical really fired up both fan bases.
Riverside with the ball, leading by four early in the second quarter, 11-7, 6:40 to go until halftime. Riverside slowing it down. Dizel Harrington has it. Left side it goes to Ryder Davis. Now Beckham Griffin on a curl, gets it to the left block. His layup is no good, and a backside rebound by Logan Blevins. Blevins came off the bench, hit an early three in the first quarter, and into the corner it goes. And now Hartman underneath had to save it. Etherton, a left wing three, in and out, no good. Morris, another rebound to keep it alive. Rogan Morris off the bench, all 6'5 of them. And now Bennett's will pull up a three. This time it's no good. And a foul's going to be called against Todrick Duncan as he was trying to box out Morris underneath.
Yeah, they both went to the foul. They're going to get Todrick for apparently wrapping around. Morris has two fouls, and they're saying that he was wrapped around him, kind of like arm-barring him, but so that'll be his first.
A low-scoring affair here early in the second quarter. 6:05 until halftime, 11-7. Cyclones with the lead. Bennett off the inbounds will drive. Nice dump to Morris, and he is fouled. Good sportsmanship there between Todrick Duncan and Brogan Morris, and Morris will shoot two.
Yeah, Ryder Davis on the backside tried to block him, and got a little bit of the hand or wrist of Morris. I mean, that's 6'5 on 5'8 there, and see if Morris can knock down these crucial free throws for Troy.
Well, we saw Morris play extended time in the JV game, and he airballs the first free throw. And a little smile and grin after that.
And that was much to the chagrin of the Riverside fans there. Lynn Morris here after that airball.
Saving and put up the second. No good. That one was too strong, and a rebound for Percy Duncan. A line change coming here for Troy at the next dead ball. Cyclones leading 11-7 early in the second quarter. Harrington bouncing one right side to Percy Duncan. Duncan spinning on the wing. Man-to-man defense here by the Trojans. He gets to the free throw line. Got the Wolf calls, able to back it out. Needs to get away for some trouble before the five count. Still has it. Kicks it left side to Griffin. Works it inside. Spins on the block into a double team, and that's a travel. Turnover by Riverside, give them five.
Yeah, each team has five turnovers here, and it's because of the defense. Everyone's flying around and playing physical, and Troy going with the four subs at a time, you know, trying to keep guys fresh.
Getting the starters back in. Trojans with Seth Judd. Bring it up the floor. 11-7, Riverside by 4. 5.5 minutes to go here until halftime. And Judd lost the handle. Body's hitting the floor. And Judd and Duncan spinning with it. And a jump ball is going to keep the possession here with the Trojans. Boy, Judd looked like he took a shot.
Yeah, he lost it. Then he went to the floor, and Duncan came in trying to dive for it. And Duncan tried to rip it away from him, so they kind of gator rolled. But
and Judd lost the contact as well. He's trying to put that back in real quick.
Yeah, and all for that, Troy does get the ball back. So no turnover there, and Duncan just playing hard, diving for it, and then tried to rip it away, and the gator rolled.
Well, from someone who wears contacts,
they're going to put Blevins in for him, so they're going to give him some time, and they wipe the floor.
And Judd, again, lost a contact, and he has to come out. And I can't imagine just losing a contact and then putting it back in without, one, being able to see, and then, two, it's probably a little dry.
Yeah, he might get a new one out of the locker room. I don't wear contacts. You know a little bit better than me, but he went into the locker room.
You are a lucky man not having to worry about that. It's quite the grind, but the Trojans will have it. And nearly turn it over, but here's Logan Blevins, top of the key for three, and he airballed it. Blevins hit a three early off the bench. That one missed everything, and the Cyclones get it back. Still 11-7. We have had quite the scoring drought. Kind of link into the second quarter here. Troy continuing this hot pressure. Todrick Duncan gets it up the floor. Now a skip pass to Harrington, top of the key to Percy Duncan. Now it's Ryder Davis with the ball fake. Nice backdoor cut inside. Griffin had a block from behind, this time by Christensen, and a rebound by Jack Hartman. And Troy still down four. Here is Austin Grable. Gets in the paint. Dumps it. Christensen along two. That one is no good. Gets his own rebound. Drives, and he is fouled.
Yeah, he landed hard there. Harrington was just trying to block his shot, and he just landed hard. But Harrington's going to get the foul, and Christensen will shoot two.
Good competitive hard play there by Harrington going for the block and just got the arm. And Preston Christensen, the 5'11 senior, a couple of rebounds here in the first half, but looking for his first points of the year. And he hits the first free throw, and that ends it seems to be a lengthy scoring drought for Troy. It's their first point in the quarter.
And yeah, and Judd checked back in there for Blevins, so he got that contact arranged.
So Judd quickly back in. Christensen's second free throw is good as well. Makes it a two-point game, 11-9, not quite to the halfway point here in the second quarter. Cyclones throw it up the floor. It's Griffin in the left corner, a little sporadic with it, picks it up, and that's going to be a double dribble. Dribbled, picked it up, and dribbled it again. That's another turnover by the Cyclones. We'll see Deshaun Jones check back in. Also, we'll see Maddox Mears, a freshman who saw some time at the junior varsity game. He'll be in, adding a little bit of depth to the Cyclones.
Yeah, and this one might be to give a break because Duncan and Percy Duncan and Beckinger have come out. That might just be for a little bit of a breather. That's been pretty hard. As Hartman, nice pass into Christensen, but he lost in that physical play. And here we go, another loose ball. Jones on the ground. We're going to get another jump, and this one's going to stay with Troy. I thought Troy just got the last one. Did he not flip the arrow? I thought Troy got
lost.
Yeah,
Tyler Herbster, the head coach for Riverside, is calling that out, saying that they did not switch it the last time, so it should be.
I thought it should be Riverside ball. The table's right in front of us. I don't remember another jump ball after the one where Judd and Duncan got into it. Yep, it's going to be Riverside's ball. So they had a good look to Christian, but he fumbled it, and then those swarming bodies of Riverside got in to force the jump ball. So a turnover for Troy. It's each team at six turnovers now.
Yeah, so both teams have struggled a little bit. Again, you got to credit both teams defensively, and Troy continues their full court pressure as Todrick Duncan. Troy wanted an offensive foul, but somehow the Cyclones keep it alive. Jones has it between the rings out high, and they're finally in the half court here, so they can set something up offensively. And Judd comes away with a steal for Riverside, or correction, for Troy. Judd wants to go coast to coast. His layup is good. Seth Judd, his first bucket. We're tied at 11. 3:40 and counting in the first half. Cyclones have gone cold. Here's Todrick Duncan. His shot no good. Battling for his own rebound, but Jack Hartman rips it away. Now the Trojans can take the lead. Tied at 11. Points hard to come by here. Here's Hartman for three. Got it. And a timeout for Riverside. 14-11. Troy by three. 3:19 to go. in the first half. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It's a full. We'll step aside back in a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Ag producers, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Jim Cole with GN Bank. We are asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see the opportunity. We're not just interested in opening new accounts. We like and want to build relationships. At GN Bank, we have experienced lenders, exceptional service that makes us the best place to bank and borrow. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and in the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Well, Troy's got the lead at 14-11 out of the timeout, and Riverside's going to quickly turn it over. And a three here by Hartman is no good. Jack Hartman's got the rebound and a foul on Riverside.
Yeah, that's going to be second on Ryder Davis, and that's going to constitute Percy Duncan coming back into the game.
Both teams with six fouls, so the rest of the half, 3:09. Both teams in the bonus. Davis is going to come out. Percy Duncan is back in. The Duncan brothers combined just 4 points here in the first half. Here's Hartman to the elbow. Kicks it out. It's Austin Grable in the left corner working on Jones. A little pull-up. Jay is pure. Austin Grable, his first bucket. Largest lead for Troy. It's 16-11, and now a near turnover is Jones.
He's going to get fouled. I don't know who they're going to give to. A lot of contact there. He's going to shoot 1-1 here. I think it's going to be Grable, which would be his second.
Double check just to be sure. It is on Austin Grable, his second. And Deshaun Jones, a 6-foot junior, first taste at the varsity level, will shoot a 1-1. He is 0-for-2 at the line here in the first half. And his first free throw is too strong, no good, and a rebound for Reagan Hartman. Here is Seth Judd, a baseline drive quickly in transition. Inside Christensen, his shot is up, no good, and a rebound for Todrick Duncan, and gets it up the floor to Harrington, who is stopped in transition. Now it's Todrick Duncan at the right elbow. 2:35 left until halftime. 16-11, Troy by 5, Riverside with the ball.
And Troy on a little 9-0 run here, some shots starting to fall.
After it got a little bit cold on the end of the first and early end of the second, Troy's offense coming alive a little bit. There's a steal in transition. Layup is good. That is Austin Grable, back-to-back buckets. And it's a 7-point lead now for Troy at 18-11. The number six-ranked team in 1A Division I to start. And here's a whistle and a foul. And this is going to put Todrick Duncan at the free throw line for a 1-1 as Jack Hartman picks up his second.
Yeah, and Riverside's 0-5 from the free throw line right now, and they just missed the front end of 1-1. Duncan missed the two technical free throws earlier, so they're losing a lot of points here at the free throw line.
And the first free throw is good, so they do crack the seal. Todrick now with 1-for-3 at the line with one more to go. 18-12, Troy by 6, late second quarter. Todrick Duncan goes 2-for-2. He's got 4, makes it 18-13. That's 2 minutes to go in the first half. Nice pass. Christensen inside, and he banks it in. Nice pass by Hartman, and Preston Christensen now with 4. His first field goal makes it 20-13, Troy, at under 2 minutes to go. Here's Todrick Duncan, gets it up the floor, breaks the press. Good bounce pass inside. Nears, his shot is up, no good. And battling for it underneath is Todrick Duncan and Seth Judd, and I think we got a jump ball. Possession arrow is back to Troy.
Yeah, you bring that ball down around Todrick Duncan, he's going to reach his hands in there, and he's going to tie you up at the worst, and seen that a couple times, and that time the arrow favors Troy.
20-13, the Trojans by 7, with a minute 36 and counting in the second quarter. There's a missed shot inside and a rebound for Riverside. Quick one and done as Todrick Duncan yanks down that board, and now Harrington works it up the floor. Jones on the right wing. They get it inside. Todrick, or correction, that's Percy Duncan, who is fouled and will shoot two.
A nice little power dribble between a couple guys and stepped through and almost got the N1 to fall, but
foul on Reagan. Hartman is second.
Yeah, they have four different guys with two fouls now. Amongst that nine, four different players have two fouls.
Well, we've seen Troy really dive into their bench here. They've played about 9 or 10 in the first half. Cyclones not so much, but the free throw is up and good by Percy Duncan. He's got three. Makes it 20-14. Got a minute 23 left here in the first half. Percy Duncan last season, 9.7 points per game, along with 7.4 rebounds, and the second free throw is good. He goes 2 for 2. He's got 4. 20-15, Troy with a 5-point advantage late in the first half. Got a minute 15 to go. Here's Judd, high left. They swing it to Grable. Left corner, 3. This one is too strong. Harrington nearly had the rebound, and it's ripped away by Percy Duncan. Percy brings it up the floor himself. Top of the key to Harrington. A minute to go until halftime. Fourth-year head coach Tyler Herbster calling the play from his own sideline. Todrick inside. Difficult shot through traffic. No good. Beckham Griffin gets the rebound and is just trying to get it out of some trouble and then finally does and deflects it out of bounds, but a turnover.
Yeah, and that's one that Beckham Griffin should go back up with. He's right in the middle of the lane. Worst-case scenario, you get in there offensive rebound or you get fouled, but and he throws off the hand of Harrington, so just go back up there. Well, that's a freshman mistake right there.
The Trojans could play for the final shot. 40 seconds to go. They lead it by 5 at 20-15. They were down 9-7 at the end of 1, but lead it by 5. Now 30 seconds to go as they play a little back and forth up top around the perimeter, wasting this time. And I think Jonathan Rodvelt really wants his team to utilize this final 20 seconds and get the final shot. Zone defense for Riverside. Grable to the free throw line. Christensen will pull it. He missed it. But a rebound by Bowden Bennett to keep it alive. 9 seconds to go. They get it to Grable inside. Turns, kicks. Hartman a 3 with 4 seconds left. That one is no good. A rebound for Grable. Last second heave by Judd is no good. And that's the end of the first half. So a much better second quarter by Troy after trailing early on. They have a 5-point lead here at the half. Troy 20, Riverside 15. Our halftime show is brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Troy leads it 20-15 at the half, and we'll break it all down when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest-cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Attention all you deer hunters. Anderson Meats in Troy can process your whole deer carcass this fall. Let Anderson Meats get the processing done for you conveniently and economically. And remember, Anderson Meats stock Twisted Oaks, Deer Mineral, and Attractive. That's Anderson Meats in Troy, accepting your whole carcass deer this fall. Call them at 785-985-2292 or see them at 1187 Last Chance Road in Troy. Curtis and Janelle appreciate your business at Anderson Meats in Troy, 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Our boys' game is at the half. Troy with a much better second quarter offensively, outscoring Riverside 13-6 after trailing 9-7 at the end of one. And the Trojans leading Riverside 20-15 here at the half. Colin Feldkamp in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Trenton Craxner with us as well. Our halftime coverage again brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Well, defense seemed to be the key for both teams in that first half. It was a little sporadic. It was amped up. Everyone was charged. First game of the year. Saw quite a few turnovers, missed shots. A lot you can dissect, but a much better second quarter for Troy. They find themselves up five.
Yeah, they finally got some shots to go down, and you know they kind of worked into the middle of that zone. Christensen hit a couple of shots. I keep confusing him and Etherington. Because last name is Christian, but he got in the middle of that zone and knocked down a couple jump shots, and you know that's going to open up that zone because then they have to cramp down a little bit and that opens some three-point shots. And we saw Reagan Hartman hit a big-time three, and you know some shots started to fall, and that definitely helped. Riverside just struggling to put the ball in the basket. Their defense has been just fine. They just can't. They're 4 of 9 from the free throw line. They're trailing by 5, and they struggled to hit some shots. They've had a couple bunnies that the Duncan brothers have missed, but Riverside, not a bad first half. Troy, you got to keep knocking down some shots. No Jarrett Norris tonight.
I would expect the full court transition to, or the full court pressure to be still amplified by Troy. They certainly kept that ramped up in the first half, running that full court zone or running that full court defense, which really caused Riverside some issues at some points. Just going through some of the numbers here in the first half. Again, a low scoring affair at 20-15. Troy by 5. Again, just looking around and looking at Troy, pretty balanced, 4 points apiece. From Austin Grable and Preston Christensen. You also got 3 from Reagan Hartman. And 2 apiece from Seth Judd, Christian Etherton, and Jack Hartman. Troy was just 2 of 4 at the free throw line. They had 7 turnovers. For Riverside, 4 apiece from Beckham Griffin, Todrick Duncan, and Percy Duncan. They also got 3 off the bench from Tyzel Harrington, the freshman. Cyclones had 9 first half turnovers, and they were just 4 out of 9 from the free throw line. So the Cyclones leaving some points off the board in the first half. Troy had the rebound advantage at 16-12. Again, our score at the half, 20-15 Troy. Take another timeout. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Farmers State Bank in Wathena has proudly served the area for more than 110 years. As your friendly hometown bank, they look ahead to serving you far into the future. Online banking now available at www.ffbwathena.com. Farmer State Bank in Wathena, member FDIC.
Do you own a gun? Is it stored safely? Whether you're concerned about fire theft or keeping your firearms out of the hands of the untrained, Graham's Repair and Browning have your needs covered. All Browning gun safes are thoroughly tested for fire and theft protection and hold more guns and valuables than the competition. Safety, security, quality, and convenience, all built into every Browning Pro Steel safe. Grants Repair has hundreds of safes in stock of all brands and many sizes and various options. So stop by Grants Repair, just west of Wathena on Highway 36. GrantsRepair.net.
How does Santa keep all of his toy spending on track? with the Union State Bank mobile app, of course. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton. Our mobile banking app can keep all of your holiday spending organized. Use the budget bubbles to see what you have spent or saved, to receive alerts about your account, and easily transfer money. Take the Union State Bank mobile banking app with you this season, either by sleigh or by car. Member FDIC.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Brandon Tabman joined by Trenton Krasner, Colin Feldkamp in studio. Welcome our listeners over from KMZA 92.1 as Nemaha Central and Centralia got their doubleheader closed out for the night, as it was the Centralia boys edging Nemaha Central by 3, 42-39. Of course, we got our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up at the conclusion of our broadcast here. Again, welcoming our listeners from 92.1. We're in Troy as the Trojans lead Riverside 20-15 as we get set to start the second half. It was the Riverside girls in the first game victorious 52-46. Troy trying to earn the split tonight as, again, the Trojans leading in a low-scoring fight 20-15 as we get set to start quarter number three. Trenton, you look at adjustments for both of these teams. Troy doing a pretty good job picking things up, at least offensively, in the latter portion of that second quarter. What are both of these teams trying to look at and pinpoint as we start the second half?
If you're Troy, you need to keep finding those open spots in that 3-2 zone. They utilize the elbow area. They've utilized the corner a little bit, and so spreading that ball movement. For Riverside, you know, you got to try and get Percy and Todrick going. They each have just four apiece at the half, and make some layups. I mean, make layups and free throws. It sounds very simple, but, I mean, they miss a ton of layups, and they're four, like I said, they're 4 of 9 from the free throw line, so make your bunnies and get the freebies they give to you.
So to start the second half, Riverside going from left to right. They will have the ball first. It's Ryder Davis receiving the inbounds pass, and we're off and going. 20-15, Troy by 5 as we start the second half. And they quickly go inside. This is Todrick Duncan. Difficult shot through contact. No good, but he gets his own rebound and he muscles it up and in. And Todrick now with 6 points and 4 rebounds. And the Cyclones within 3 at 20-17. Here's Reagan Hartman in the right corner. Ball fakes, drives, and a whistle and a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with Troy. They were looking for Christensen inside, and it was tied up by Duncan. So Austin Grable to throw it in here, right side of his own backboard. Still looking. Instead of Morris, they kick it up top to Bowden Bennett. Now Brogan Morris inside. Back to Bennett's right wing. Now Grable drives, kicks. Hartman, short corner left. Now a three ball here by Bennett. Grazing the rim, no good, and out of bounds it goes. So an empty possession there by the Trojans. Cyclones get it back down 3, early third quarter.
And there you go. Riverside gets an easy layup. Made their bunny, and then they get a defensive stop, which they played really good defense in that first half, so a good start for them.
Percy and Todrick trying to beat this pressure and a turnover here by Riverside, and that pressure by Troy continues to be a problem in the full court. Another turnover there by Riverside, their 10th of the game. Coming up on a minute into this third quarter, 20-17 our score. Troy by three with the ball. Hartman in the corner for three. Book it. Reagan Hartman is second triple. He's got six, and the lead is six for Troy at 23-17. That's 6:54 left here in the third. Percy Duncan spins in the lane, missing the shot. Jones able to fight and keep the possession alive. Now Duncan a three, and he gets the kind touch. They'll call it a two. Percy's foot was on the line. He's got six. 23-19. Deficit is four for Riverside. And a whistle and a foul up top. They'll get Percy Duncan here with a little hand check. That's his second. And the first foul on either side in the third quarter.
Yeah, just extending those arms there, getting his hands on the ball carrier, the ball handler there, and an easy call for the official.
Austin Grable to throw it in for Troy. They get it up top to Bowden Bennett. Bennett swings it left back to Grable. Inside to Morris. Turns, fires. He missed the layup. And a battle for the rebound inside. They're going to call a jump ball. And the possession arrow back to Riverside. There's one Morris, probably wants back, a bunny that he had. Maybe honestly looked surprised that he was as wide open as he was. And now it's a turnover on the inbounds pass, and the layup is good by Reagan Hartman. Riverside pushing through the press and through the tempo. Here is Todrick Duncan with a layup. He missed it. And getting the rebound back up, no good, but a whistle and a foul. Correction, Percy on the first attempt, and then Todrick got the offensive rebound and earned the foul. Bowden Bennett's picking this one up. And Todrick will shoot two free throws. 6 points, five rebounds in the game so far. And he's 2 for 4 at the line, and now a stoppage here in play. Not sure what the official's discussing, but Todrick Duncan will shoot the first free throw. In and out, no good. So he's now just 2 of 5 at the line. And the lead remains at 6 for Troy at 25-19 at 6:07 left to go in the third. Second by Duncan is good. So he goes 1 for 2. He's got 7 to lead Riverside. And the Troy lead is 5 at 25-20, 2 minutes into the third. They go back to that zone. Here's Hartman in the left corner. Ball fakes, pull up. Little mid-range from 17. He fell down. It's no good. No call. And a rebound for Ryder Davis. His second rebound of the game. Trying to beat the pressure. They get it into the front court with Todrick Duncan. Behind the back dribble. In the paint. Floater. No good. Morris gets the rebound. And they're going to get Todrick Duncan from behind. His second foul. Good box out and grab there by Morris.
Yeah, and Todrick probably won't say. Tried to bank it in on the floater originally and just rolled out. And then over-aggressive there, and Morris, the 6'5 man, had a good box out there, so good stop there for Troy.
Troy leading by 5 at 25-20, 5.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And a late start tonight as we're off and running for the basketball season. Grable, a quick three from the right corner, is no good. And the freshman, Tyzel Harrington, pulls it down for the Cyclones. About to be a line change for the Trojans here, next dead ball. Harrington has it. Into the right corner with Griffin. A baseline drive. He is triple-teamed, and he steps on the baseline out of bounds and a turnover.
And that time it was Troy playing like Riverside and bodying people up and playing very physical. Probably got away with a little bit of some bumps there, but they're going to benefit from a turnover, and you got a fresh four coming in.
So four new faces in with Hartman. You got Jack Hartman along with Logan Blevin, Seth Judd, and Christian Etherton. It's a 25-20 Troy lead at 5-10 and counting here in the third quarter. Etherton had it taken away. Heads up play by Duncan with the steal. That was Todrick Duncan. He brings it up the floor. Had it knocked away. They got to get it across the timeline. They finally do. And underneath to Griffin and blocked from behind by Etherton, but they get him on the foul. And Beckham Griffin will shoot two free throws.
Yeah, and Todrick Duncan, despite getting across, he was waving to Beckham Griffin to cut to the basket because he saw the open lane, and he directed the traffic through a good pass to Griffin, who's going to benefit from shooting two free throws here.
Well, the Cyclones have struggled from the line tonight, and the first free throw is good. Got a kind touch, Beckham Griffin. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Talking with Tyler Herbster earlier this week. The freshman Beckham Griffin, he's slid right into the fire, and he's going to be asked to do a lot his first year. He misses the free throw. The second, again, no good, and an offensive rebound by Todrick Duncan, and he is heading back to the line.
Yeah, and senior Zane Briggs is going to check in for Griffin just a minute. He was going to go in there if Griffin made that second one, so the senior going to give that freshman a little bit of break. And Todrick Duncan, 3 of 6 from the line so far. He's struggling. Let's see if he can get these two and cut it down, the lead to two.
He's got 7 points and 6 rebounds here so far tonight. First one is up and good. Gives him 8. Riverside clawing back. They're down 3 at 25-22. 4:52 left in this third quarter. Todrick Duncan, the leading scorer for Riverside. And he goes 2 for 2. He's now got 9.
That offensive rebound and foul is even better because Reagan Hartman picked up his 3rd. He's been a pretty key factor on the night for Troy.
Cyclones continue to run that zone defense. Here's Blevins in the right corner, caught, and now threw it way out near midcourt. Etherton chasing it down and gets it off to Judd. Judd splits 2, a little wild, and somehow getting it back was Jack Hartman. And a rebound by Todrick Duncan up the floor to Percy, who lays it in. And it's a 25-25 tie.
Yeah, and they're going to get Davis with his 3rd trying to get a steal, but that was great vision by Todrick because Percy leaked out. And as Todrick was falling over the pile there, threw it up the court. So big time swing here for Riverside is they've already have 10 points scored and they had 15 in the entire first half.
Yeah, they have picked things up offensively, and now Brogan Morris is going to check in for Etherton. So a little bit taller lineup on the floor. Davis is going to come out. Deshaun Jones checking in for the Cyclones. Seth Judd to throw it in far sideline. Gets it into the corner. Now gets it back. Judd steps into a 3. Got it. Fires the emotion with his first 3 of the season. Makes it 28-25. He's got 5. Into the right corner it goes. Todrick Duncan dribbling out of some trouble. Gets it to the top of the key. Fires one into Briggs. It's deflected and intercepted. A steal by Troy. Logan Blevins into the right corner. Had it knocked away and a steal by Todrick Duncan. They get it up the floor. Percy all the way and the layup is good. Todrick and Percy Duncan starting to heat up here in the third quarter. And the lead is 1 for Troy at 28-27. 3:40 and counting in the third quarter. We got a good one. Morris inside and an offensive foul. Setting up and taking the charge was Todrick Duncan and a turnover by the Trojans.
Yeah, Todrick and Percy are both big guys, but they know when to step in and take a charge. And there was one right there.
Troy still in the full court pressure defense. Cyclones beat it this time. Harrington steps into a 3. This one is too strong. And a whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt.
I think they're going to get Todrick throw over the back. He tried to tip that to Percy. So they're going to say Zane Briggs instead on the push. So no Todrick Duncan foul. It'll be the second one, Zane Briggs.
Well, that's good for Duncan there. That avoids him getting his 3rd foul. But Briggs picks up his 2nd. Team foul number 4. Under 3.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. A good one. 28-27, and a 3 ball is out of bounds by Bennett. It's an air ball, and the ball going back to Riverside, a chance to take the lead.
Yeah, just a really unnecessary 3 there. Pulls up and no ball movement whatsoever.
Todrick Duncan, middle of the floor to Jones. Gets it to Percy, who drives, layup, no good, but they get a foul on the floor prior to the shot.
Yep. 3 now on Jack Hartman, so him and Reagan each have 3 apiece, but 9 total fouls here in this quarter, so the physicality's picked up and people are starting to foul a little bit more.
I think we only saw 8 or 9 fouls total in the first half, and this was a little bit hotter here in the third quarter. Here's Deshaun Jones, will fire a long 3, nearly banked it in, no good. Battle for the rebound is ripped away by Troy. Logan Blevins has this one. And he works it up the floor. Judd into the corner, trying to save it, and he does. Bowden Bennett's inside. Morris on the block and gets it up top to Blevins. Good extra pass. Judd a 3 is good. Seth Judd, his 2nd 3 of the quarter. He now has 8. 31-27. The Troy lead is 4. Briggs up the floor. Tip taken away by Morris. A steal for Troy. Another turnover by Riverside. They got 14 in the game. Levins in the right corner, steps back for three. Not this time. Battling for the rebound. It's tipped out of bounds, and last touch by Jack Hartman. A wild pace here in the last 60 seconds.
Yeah, and the ref's telling Jack Hartman to keep his mouth quiet. He's had a little bit of words to express there after that. He didn't think that was off of him, and the ref told him, hey, you knock that off, keep your mouth shut, and you just play. But Riverside hanging around. He's got to stop it, letting Troy hit threes. They get right back in, and Troy hits a big-time three.
Here is Percy Duncan. Pass a little lazy, taken away by Morris. His shot is up, no good, and a rebound for Deshaun Jones. Another turnover for Riverside. They're struggling in that aspect. Up the floor, Percy Duncan. A layup is good. 12 now for the junior, Percy Duncan. And the lead for Troy is 2 at 31-29. 2 minutes to go here in the third. And a whistle and a foul on the perimeter. It'll be Percy Duncan in his third. And both teams now with 5 fouls apiece here in the third quarter. Austin Grable and Preston Christensen checking back in here for the Trojans. 2:01 left, third quarter. 31-29, Troy by two. Bennett's right off the inbound, steps into a three. It's an air ball. And right there, right place, right time, Todrick Duncan with the rebound. Back to his brother Percy, who walks it up the floor.
And the outside shots not look good tonight for Bowden Bennett. A couple air balls from downtown.
Tyzel Harrington, the freshman, has it between the rings out high. Right side pass to Griffin. Griffin up top, it goes to Todrick Duncan. Left side pass to Harrington in the corner. Fires a three, short, and a rebound for Troy. Taken down by Bowden Bennett. Here is Seth Judd. 90 seconds to go in the quarter. Troy to the corner for three. That one is no good by Christensen. Tried to get his own rebound, and another one taken away by Todrick Duncan, who has to spin away from a double team. Gets it up the floor to Harrington. Nice bounce pass to Griffin, but stolen away by that was Christensen, who got the possession back, and another turnover by the Cyclones here in the quarter. 65 seconds to go here in the third. 31-29, Troy by two. Girls game was solid down the stretch. This one is looking to be good down the stretch as well. Here is Seth Judd, a left corner three. Got it! Seth Judd is heating up. He's got three threes and 11 points here in the quarter. Three threes, 11 points total. He's got nine in the quarter. Mears is going to check back in for Riverside. Makes it 34-29 Troy with 45 seconds left here in the third. Pressure once again ramped up in the corner. Cyclones are in trouble. They got a long way to go to get it up the floor. Here's Beckham Griffin pushing it to Jones. It's tipped in the air and another steal. Now Griffin gets it back, but they're going to call a foul. I don't agree.
That looked like a soft foul there. That's going to be on Beckham Griffin, but
Griffin picks up his first. Pretty frantic pace there.
Yeah, they had Todrick Duncan trapped in the corner for about 7 seconds. They had to throw it up the court.
Judd thought about a heat check, now pulls up from 15. It's good. Seth Judd, the anchor here scoring-wise in the third quarter. 36-29, it's Troy's largest lead with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Jones, picks up the dribble up top to Harrington. 15 seconds to go. 2 feet in front of the mid-court stripe. A right side pass to Jones, 10 seconds left. Up top to Mears. Left side pass to Griffin. Now 5 seconds. They go inside. This is Todrick Duncan. Griffin, a three at the buzzer, is good. Beckham Griffin, a huge three to end the third, and it's a four-point game going into the fourth. What a finish there. Final 2 minutes, pretty wild pace, no doubt about it, but a four-point game going into the fourth. It's Troy 36, Riverside 32, and the fourth quarter is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend
class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Fourth quarter, here we go, off and running here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Quick pass inside, count it, and the foul. It's Jack Hartman with an and-one opportunity, and the lead back to six for Troy. Hartman now with four. He'll shoot his first free throw. The foul was on Ryder Davis. That's his fourth. Jack Hartman, the sophomore. 4 points, couple of rebounds. His first free throw tonight is strong. And there should be a foul on the rebound against Troy. It will be. He'll get it on Preston Christensen. That's his first. So we got a 38-32 Troy lead at 7:48 left to go in the game. And there's a steal on the inbounds and a block shot by Beckham Griffin. But Troy, after the turnover, is going to get the ball back with a 6-point lead. Turnovers have been an issue for the Cyclones here in the second half, but they only find themselves down six. Here is Austin Grable. Man-to-man defense now here for the Cyclones. Judd, baseline drive. He was hot in the third quarter. Throws up a wild shot. No good. Christensen, the rebound. He misses. Still battling for it. Now Hartman's going to fight, and he will scoop and score. to 32, the Troy lead is 8 at 7:20 left in the game. And now a whistle and a timeout. Cyclones really having trouble with this full court pressure being delivered by the Trojans. We'll keep it right here. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. It's a 30-second timeout. 40-32, Troy by 8. They're really ramping that defensive pressure up, and the Cyclones, a lot of turnovers here in the second half.
Yeah, and they've been active, and they've been getting traps. They didn't trap the ball really well with that full court pressure. Riverside Brogan was rather easy in that first half, but this half they've used trapping it, like, because Troy keeps getting down in the corner. I don't know why, or excuse me, Riverside does, and Troy just keeps trapping, and that's been 5 or 6 seconds, and they try and pass it across and get a steal. It's just basic. You know, press, break, you know, pass, get the ball to the middle. Don't get the ball to the corner. That's the easiest part to trap. Get the ball to the middle, and that's why Troy's had success with turnovers.
Only four players have scored tonight for Riverside, the Duncans, Griffin, and Harrington. And once again, struggling, but finally get it across the timeline on this press. And it's going to be Todrick Duncan that fires up a three. It's halfway down and out, no good. Rebound for Hartman. Now he pushes the pace, and he'll throw it up.
Attention all you deer hunters, Anderson Meats in Troy can process your whole deer carcass this fall. Let Anderson Meats get the processing done for you conveniently and economically. And remember, Anderson Meats stock Twisted Oaks deer mineral and attractants. That's Anderson Meats in Troy, accepting your whole carcass deer this fall. Call them at 785-985-2292 or see them at 1187 Last Chance Road in Troy. Curtis and Janelle appreciate your business at Anderson Meats in Troy, 785-985-2292.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
6:42 left in the ball game. Troy with the ball, leading Riverside 40-32. In the half court, they go inside. Jack Hartman blocked by Griffin, but a body and a foul. And Griffin picks up his second. And Jack Hartman, a sophomore, a little bit more aggressive here offensively in the second half. He's now up to 6 points, four rebounds. He'll shoot two here. Chance to get this lead to double digits. Would be the largest lead of the game. And he misses the first. No good. So he's now 0-for-2 at the line. Lead remains 40-32. 6.5 minutes left to go in this ball game. Again, the Riverside girls victorious in the first game tonight, 52-46. Troy trying to earn it a split as Hartman misses the free throw. And Preston Christensen with the offensive rebound. And now a tap, pass, and a steal here. And it is Duncan and an offensive foul. They're going to get an offensive foul on Percy Duncan, make it four fouls, another turnover by the Cyclones.
Yeah,
and he did everything he could. He tried to sidestep out of the way there, and again, that's just a tough call.
Yeah, I'd call that a block if I was the official there. I mean, he tried to get around on the Euro step, and I thought the defender Judd might have moved a little bit. So instead of an and one, it's going their way, and Percy Duncan has four fouls.
Well, he will stay on the floor, no doubt about it, so he's got to be careful. Final 6 minutes to go in this game. Troy leading 40-32. Hartman has it. Now it is Jack Hartman, the free throw line. Christensen inside, turns, fades, and fires. That is no good from short range. And a rebound collected by Todrick Duncan, who's coming up on a double-double here tonight. So now a lazy pass by Davis is taken away. Another turnover by the Cyclones. And ball is still on the floor. Bodies are flying everywhere. Still bodies are flying. And finally, I'm not sure what the call is here.
I think Riverside was asking for a timeout.
They were asking for the timeout, but I don't think they granted the timeout.
And a line change coming in for Troy. That looked like a football play right there. There was about six different people diving on the floor for the ball.
Tyler Herbster, Cyclones head coach, again, trying to get an explanation here on what just happened and what exactly we saw here. We saw body after body just diving for the loose ball. And they're going to give the ball to Troy, which Tyler Herbster is befuddled.
I guess they're saying Todrick Duncan was out of bounds. I have no idea. That was a lot going on, and I don't know if that was officiated to the best, but...
Well, he had possession, it looked like, when they were trying to call the timeout, but the official did not grant that timeout, and now Troy with the basketball at the 8-point lead. Blevins a drive. He missed the layup, and the rebound is ripped away quickly by Todrick Duncan, and now another Cyclones turnover. They are just killing themselves in that aspect. Here is Hartman a drive. And an offensive foul.
Yeah, Brogan Morris was bodying off his defender, and he was hooking him to where he couldn't, because it was Hartman driving baseline. He was hooking him around to where he couldn't go out and try and defend the shot. So that's four on Brogan Morris, and Riverside's going to get a timeout. This time they do grant it.
Now they do grant the Riverside timeout at 5:24 left to go in the game. It is a 30. We'll keep it right here. A 40-32 Troy lead. And our timeouts tonight brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Colin in studio, Brandon and Trenton with you. Troy number 6 in the first KBCA rankings of the year in 1A Division 1. Also in the TVL in 1A D1. You had Centralia at number 4, Clifton Clyde at number 10. So three TVL boys squads ranked at that level early on. Riverside, a team that went 7-14 a year ago, but just 2-12 in Big 7 league play. The only team they finished better than was Jefferson West. They're a scrappy bunch, but again, just not a lot of depth, and they're fairly young.
And they've yet to score this quarter. There's the 21st turnover.
And there's another turnover as Blevins came away with the steal and then threw it off a Cyclone. And now the Trojans get it right back. Yeah, turnovers and just lack of production offensively. It's really hurting the Cyclones here in the second half. 40-32, Troy by 8. 5:15 and counting left in this game. Troy has it. Etherton left side to Hartman. He has it on the wing. Cyclones in man-to-man here. This time it's Bowden Bennett's right side. Hands it off to Etherton there. Dribbles back to the top circle. Between the legs, right side pass to Bennett. I think the Trojans slowing things down a little bit, trying to milk a little bit of this time off the clock. Now under 5 minutes to go. It's tipped away by Harrington. Should be a foul on Etherton, but somehow it's got up the floor to Duncan, who lays it in for two.
I think Riverside will take the result, but that was definitely a foul. But he basically grabbing his arms when he was on the floor, but
yeah.
Riverside gets the layup, so I'm sure they'll take the two. And now a ticky-tack call on Riverside. And this is, I'm not one to, like, harp on officiating, but this has been a little rough.
It's just very, very inconsistent is what it is, and don't give it on one end, you shouldn't give it on the other, and Troy's getting a call here. It's double bonus time, and as I would like to say, ball don't lie, as Bowden Bennett misses the first free throw.
Yeah, and it seems like most of the calls have favored Troy as the home team, but, I mean, they're just benefiting from the calls. You can't blame them at all. I mean, that's just the officiating.
Well, the first half was very consistent, but now it's just a little bit different here in the second half. A lot more fouls have been called, And the second free throw is missed as well, and it's chased all the way into the corner before its last touch by the Trojans. So Riverside catching a break there. They don't lose any ground. They're still down six at 40-34 with 4.5 minutes left. They get it up the floor. It's Todrick Duncan who gets it off to Griffin. His shot is no good. He missed it. Todrick Duncan, though, gets the rebound, puts it up, missed it again, and a rebound for Troy, and now a foul against Riverside. You know, so Reagan Hartman again, yeah, sorry about that, but you can't blame Duncan there because he had the opportunity on the putback and just missed it.
Yeah, Riverside just missed two point-blank shots right there, and Duncan, out of frustration, they have him for four. I only have him as three. Do you have him for four? I only got him for three. The board just displays four. So no, they're calling that on Beckham Griffin?
Yes, the call's on Beckham Griffin. He's got four.
Okay, so yeah, Todrick Duncan stays that too as Reagan Hartman misses the first one. I thought for sure that would have been on Todrick Duncan, but so Beckham Griffin has four. That's why I was confused, 32 and 33 on the numbers.
So Jack Hartman checks in for Brogan Morris. 40-34, Troy by six at 4:20 left to go. In this game, Troy has now missed three straight from the line, and Hartman able to get one there, and he's got nine in the game. 41-34, the lead is seven. There's a near steal. Etherton has it, and it's no good. It's blocked from behind, and Duncan has another rebound. That's Todrick. Gets it up to his brother Percy. That one's knocked away, and another steal by Troy. Good pass. Layup by Hartman is good. That's Jack Hartman, who now has eight. And it's 43-34. The lead all of a sudden is nine. Here's Beckham Griffin up the floor. And a shot is up, no good. And they could have got Griffin there for maybe a push-off, but they don't see it. And they call the Troy foul against Jack Hartman. That's his fourth. And Beckham Griffin will shoot two. He's got 8 points here tonight. We're at 3:50 left in the game. The free throw is no good. Score remains 43-34. Troy by nine. Griffin has another free throw. He's one for three at the line.
Yeah, and free throws and layups have killed Riverside tonight. They missed a ton of each.
Griffin will have one more. It is up and good. So he goes one for two. He's got nine in the game. The lead is eight for Troy, 43-35. At 3:45 left to go in the game. And a quick drive, and a shot is up, no good. And another foul is called as Bennett is going to go to the line to shoot two.
And that's going to foul out Beckham Griffin. He didn't like it. Looked like shock, but we're going to say he got him from the side. And, you know, I think both players and coaches are very frustrated with the officiating here tonight. But Bowden Bennett, who has not scored tonight, 0-for-2 from the line, gets another chance to get on the board.
And the free throw is up, no good.
It's just been a rough night for Bennett. I mean,
both teams have struggled from the line, no doubt.
And Bennett has just struggled in general trying to score the ball. Just not his night for sure. Misses the second one, so he's 0-4 personally from the line. Free throws have killed both teams this half.
43-35. It is Todrick Duncan who works it up the floor. Ryder Davis has it on the block. His shot is up, no good, and a rebound for Troy. It's brought in by Reagan Hartman. They get it inside to Hartman. Etherton, left corner for three. This one is no good. And a rebound for Riverside brought down by Deshaun Jones. 43-35. Troy by eight, and they get a steal. They go inside. Kicks it out. Logan Blevins now for three. That one is short. And they're going to get Jack Hartman over the back here. And I think that's
going to do his night. I got him for five.
Yeah, that'll foul out Jack Hartman. And that'll bring in Preston Christensen.
These are two big free throws for Todrick Duncan, or one and one, I guess I should say. That's only team foul number nine on Troy. These are two very, or could possibly be two if he makes his first one.
11 points and 13 rebounds in the game for Todrick Duncan. He will shoot a one and one as they will bring back Troy Will, Austin Grable, and Seth Judd into the lineup. We're at 3:09 left in this game. 43-35. Troy by eight. First free throw by Todrick Duncan is good, so he gets the bonus. He's now got 12. 43-36.
And if you're Riverside, you got to make these free throws and layups. You got to make everything here. Just stick around. You're in it these last 3 minutes. Down six if he knocks down the pair.
13 now for Duncan. 43-37. Troy by six with 3 minutes to go. Here's Bowden Bennett. Skips in the lane. His layup is no good, but it's tipped up and in by Reagan Hartman. Big bucket off the offensive rebound. 45-37, and now an offensive foul. Seth Judd taking the charge. And a turnover by the Cyclones, and that number continues to rise. They have a lot of turnovers here in the second half.
Yeah, I have them for 16 this half and 25 in the game. I don't know about your count. We vary a little bit, but you're not going to win a lot of games with about 30 turnovers.
That's not certainly going to get it done. And now it's crunch time here for Riverside. It's down to 2:45 and counting in this game. It's 45-37. The Troy lead is 8. They have the ball. Now they're certainly wasting some time. Cyclones have switched to man-to-man defense. Judd lost it in the corner. Gets it back to Hartman. Gets to the free throw line. Skips a couple defenders and lays it in. Reagan Hartman now with 13 and a big bucket. Makes it 47-37 with 2.5 minutes left. Here is Harrington in the corner for three. That one is no good. Rebound for Seth Judd, and he had it knocked away in a steal as Duncan gets it inside. That's Percy Duncan, who now has 14. 47-39 with 2:05 left to go. Not sure why Troy is really trying to force shots here. They turn it over, and it's a steal there by Percy Duncan. Jones has it. Now Harrington in the left corner. We're down to a minute 45. Yeah, Cyclones need a bucket.
Yeah, they need to get moving a lot faster than they are right now, though. But he just missed a wide open layup.
Duncan with an and one.
It worked out. Duncan
16 in the game. Yeah, he missed a bunny, but got his own rebound and put it back up and in, and the foul.
Yeah, and Bona Bennett, who just ran, sped up the court for no reason for Troy's going to come out, and they're going to replace him with Christian Hansen. Like I said, it's just been a rough night for Bennett, and Troy's going to get a full one. They're going to get a full timeout here and say, hey, what are we doing speeding up the court here? Up by eight, now six.
And now a chance to get it to five after the timeout. Riverside not going away. Minute 39 remaining, 47-41. It's Troy by six, and we're back after a timeout here on Kansas Land Radio.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Simulcasting here on 92.1 and 103.9. Colin Fellkamp, our studio engineer. Brandon Salmon and Trenton Kraxner with you. Our doubleheader coming down the stretch here. Minute 39 left in this game. Cyclones not going away quietly. We'll have a free throw out of this timeout to try to get it to within five. It'll be Percy Duncan. Just got an and one. The foul was on Austin Grable. That's his third. Both teams in the double bonus the rest of the way. 16 points for Percy. Todrick has 13. Beckham Griffin with 9, but he is fouled out of the game.
Yeah, and you need this free throw if you're Riverside. You need to cut it to 5 here. You need this one.
So and big free throw coming up.
Ryder Davis is set of chicken, so if he makes it, you can set up your press.
And the free throw is up and good by Percy Duncan. He's now 3 for 3 at the line. He leads all scorers with 17. And a sub coming in. They bring in Ryder Davis. Deshaun Jones will check out. Now here comes the full court pressure by the Cyclones. 47-42, Troy by 5. With a minute 40 to go. Etherton splits a double team. Nearly had it knocked away. Gets it back. No look pass to Christensen, but it's knocked out of bounds. Troy will keep it.
And Riverside just scrambling, that scrambling defense right there. And Zane Briggs came from half court, knocked that one down in the paint. Good hustle by the senior there.
Austin Grable will throw this one in. Never mind, they switch it out. It's Etherton. Minute 32 left. 5-point Troy lead at 47-42. They get it underneath. Hartman with a difficult shot, fading away from the bucket. Somehow it drops. 15 for Hartman, 49-42. Davis in the corner, a left corner three is buried by Ryder Davis.
That's his first points on the night, and it's a four-point game, but you got a run out.
And they get it up the floor and not getting back. It's an easy bucket for Grable and a timeout for Troy. 51-45 with 69 seconds to go. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. You got the big bucket if you're Riverside. You hit the three in the corner, but you don't get back on defense. And it's a run out and an easy layup for Grable. And pushing the lead back to six with, again, time running out here for the Cyclones.
Yeah, and the coaches were asking Todrick Duncan what was going on. It looked like a little bit of a miscommunication. Maybe it was between the coaching staff and Duncan, or Duncan and his teammates. But so miscommunication cost you there. And you're going to have to put Troy on the line. And they were pretty good in that first half. They were 2 of 4. But they have left a lot of free throws on the board here. So has Riverside. But it's going to come down to who can make more free throws, because Riverside is going to have to foul.
They need a quick bucket here. Let's see what they design out of the timeout. They got the ball. Briggs is in. He'll throw it in, and he's going to actually roll it in here to Harrington, who picks it up. Approaching the final minutes of this game, Troy by 6, 51-45. Cyclones needing a bucket. They skip it to Harrington in the left corner, closed out quickly by Etherton. Pass deflected. Etherton comes away with a steal. It's another Cyclones turnover. Etherton launching it back to Grable. His layup is no good. Another missed opportunity, and another putback is good by Grable, which might essentially put this game away.
Duncan missed the pull-up three, but he got his own rebound.
Harrington a three. This one no good. Another offensive rebound, this time by Ryder Davis, and a steal by Seth Judd. Another turnover, and they'll back it out into the corner. 8-point Troy lead, and there's a timeout, or a correction, there's a foul with 30 seconds left.
Yeah, Zane Briggs is going to take his third, and this game's essentially wrapped up with 29 seconds to go, and
Seth Judd's going to shoot free throws here.
Riverside is going to have to go on a three-point barrage and hope for some missed free throws, but I'll say it right now, Reagan Hope Hartman, the closer, he didn't do much at the beginning of the game, but this fourth quarter has been phenomenal. As Judd misses the front end, missing the first one. But.
Yeah, both teams have struggled, no doubt, from the line. Judd missing one there. It's his first time at the stripe tonight. And he had three threes in the third quarter alone. And he makes one there. 1 for 2. He's got 14. 54-45 with 24 seconds to go. Ryder Davis up top into the corner with Briggs. Now 18 seconds. Pass to Harrington, a left corner three. That is no good. Battle for the rebound brought down by Percy Duncan. Puts it up and in, and one.
Yeah, if you're Troy, you just let him score. I mean, he just scored a layup, and he's got a seven-point lead. But now, with 12 seconds, he gets a chance for the and one. And they get to set their press and maybe get a steal. Just let them go in that late situation.
54-47, 12 seconds to go. Percy Duncan has exploded here in the second half. 15 of his 19 in the second half. Chance to hit a 20 bomb. And he missed the free throw, and a rebound for Troy, and then a foul. So Troy's going to shoot free throws with 10 seconds left, and that's essentially really a chance to ice this one away. And the Trojans, after really struggling offensively in the first half, really picked it up and got a little bit more consistent. And Riverside again, they got some good pieces, but just not very deep. And the first free throw no good by Reagan Hartman, again a four-year starter. He was one of the best quarterbacks in a 1A this season in football. He was a top-10 passer in terms of yards. He misses the second. And the rebound there for Todrick Duncan. But again, just 5 seconds to go. Todrick will pull up from deep. It is short. And a rebound collected by Austin Grable. And that will do it. As the Trojans win the opener 54-47. And it's a split tonight between Riverside and Troy. Our postgame is next. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll break it all down when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
Do you own a gun? Is it stored safely? Whether you're concerned about fire theft or keeping your firearms out of the hands of the untrained, Graham's Repair and Browning have your needs covered. All Browning gun safes are thoroughly tested for fire and theft protection and hold more guns and valuables than the competition. Safety, security, quality, and convenience, all built into every Browning Pro Steel safe. Graham's Repair has hundreds of safes in stock of all brands and many sizes and various options. So stop by Graham's Repair, just west of Wathena on Highway 36. GrahamsRepair.net.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We're wrapping this one up here tonight. Don't forget, we got the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show right around the corner. The first of many here is the 2022-2023 basketball season is underway, and we got a split here tonight. Troy and Riverside, battle between the TBL and the Big 7. Riverside girls victorious in the first game, 52-46, and the Troy boys a winner here, 54-47, against the Cyclones here tonight to start the year 1-0. Running through some of the numbers real quick, our stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Andler, Michelle Callison, also Northeast Kansas Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yingst, and Courtney Brockhoff. Running down the scores for Troy, as they were led tonight by Reagan Hartman, 15 points and 5 rebounds. They got 14 from Seth Judd. He hit 3 threes in the third quarter. He had 12 of his 14 in the second half. 8 apiece from Jack Hartman and Austin Grable. They also got 4 points from Preston Christensen, 3 from Logan Blevins, and also 2 by Christian Etherton. The Cyclones were led by Percy Duncan, 19 points and 5 rebounds. His brother Todrick, a clean double-double, 13 points and 14 rebounds. They got 9 from Beckham Griffin, who fouled out early on in the fourth quarter. And then they got 3 apiece from Ryder Davis and also Tyzel Harrington. Turnovers were an issue again. Again, these stats unofficial, but 27 turnovers in the game for Riverside, 18 in the second half. 15 turnovers in the game for Troy. Both teams had 31 rebounds, and both teams struggled at the line. Troy was just 4 of 15 at the free throw line in this game, and certainly Riverside had their issues as well. But again, the rebounding numbers were the same at 31 a pop, but 27 turnovers for Riverside's not going to get it done, especially 18 in the second half.
Yeah, and then you combine that with 11 of 19 from free throw shooting, and guess what? You lose the game by 7 points, and you leave 8 at the line, and then you turn the ball over nearly 30 times. So Riverside could have easily won that game, you know. They were in it throughout the entire game, and that's a big-time win for Troy without your best player, Jarrett Norris. But you got to clean up 4 of 15 from the free throw line. That's going to lose you ball games in the future, especially being a state team last year. You're not going to make that run if you're shooting 4 of 15 on a nightly basis.
Yeah, Troy certainly has an opportunity with the amount of depth that they have back, and they can get Jarrett Norris back. They will certainly be a top team in 1A Division I. They certainly had to grind it out tonight, but the Cyclones, again, we talked about it throughout the broadcast, known for kind of just muddying things up a little bit. They did so for the entirety of the game, but Troy able to withstand all that pressure, and the Cyclones certainly had their troubles with the Troy pressure as well.